Dominica, good afternoon to us. A special good afternoon to all of you locked or glued to Q95 at this time. Welcome to our Talk on the Block session here from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock. And yes, that hour fly by very, very fast, huh? And those of you in the region as well, or in further afield, it's my pleasure each and every time to welcome you here. It's 101 Dominica. And yes, that is where we got to start our Talk on the Block. For today, the 13th day of September, I'm being told as well, many of our fee farmers around here in Dominica were back in some kind of a class setting, class mode this morning, a bit virtually at that. And so to all the folks in the Ministry of Education who are trying their very, very best under very trying circumstances, we congratulate you folks at this time. We congratulate as well our students. Many of you are trying to cope, I know, with what we call the new norm. But Dominicans, yes, we are there for the next hour. And let's see how we can make that hour a very productive one. I promised you this afternoon's Dominicans so that we go into that conversation. The much talked about homes / apartments given by the Dominican Labour Party / Roosevelt's Carrot to a number of persons in Dominica with inadequate housing. And so many of you are saying at this time, or have said, thank God for small mercies. Thank God for the government. And also, yes, I've been hearing you as well. Thank God for Mr. Skerritt for making these homes available to you guys out there. And that in and out of itself is a good thing. What I and others have an issue with is the partisanness that goes into the selection process and also the distribution of these homes. Over the weekend, we saw circulating in social media some of the issues as it relates to water leakage or sewage leakage as well in certain areas. One I'm being told is from the apartments in the Bellevue shopping area, and the other as well, the apartments some at Saint-Sauveur I'm hearing. So we're going to spend some time there this afternoon, taking a closer look, or scrutinizing as it were, the complaints of some of these residents there at these homes / apartments. But just before we go there, I'm being told from a very, very reliable source that in a little building next to Domlek, there were large crowds gathered there this morning. I know you may ask, what is the gathering about? I'm being told from that very reliable source that it was the sharing of school supplies. Shoes in particular, I'm hearing. At that little outlet just there next to Domlek. But putting the icing on the cake, as it were, the person is reporting, or has reported, Lofty, no social distancing. Some people had no mask at all. Some persons even had babies or little children on them in that melee, as it were. Reported sometimes about 3 weeks ago, some three Saturdays back, that I took with my own eyes. Yes, remember Mrs. McGlaw? To the McGlaw family, good afternoon to you. Witness the PAL rep for Russo. That is Miss Melissa Popon-Skerritt. And some of her aides on the ground in Russo. Basically going to some different homes in Russo. And I believe, especially the supporters or persons she suspect to be supporting her or have supported her. Politically, that is. Going up the steps and asking these individuals as to exactly what is the size of your child's foot at this time, so that a shoe or some pairs of shoes can be given to the parents of these two students. I saw that with my very eyes. It is not third-party information. And so exactly what went on there just in that little house, that once housed BTC, exactly what may have gone on there this morning, I am saying now, I am suspecting this may be a continuation of that drive. Dominicans, we are talking about social distancing. We are talking about the wearing of masks, the health people. You guys have been putting protocols in place. And so in a twink of an eye, all you guys' hard work is going down the drain right before your very eyes with these kind of unnecessary gatherings at this time. And that is not happening in, well, let me not single out any community now. That is not happening in the countryside. Eh? That is happening right there in your city, in the center of the city. Right there in Russo. So the health officials, you guys need to please take note, because your hard work can be vanished in a twinkle of an eye. Here's what we're going to spend some time on this afternoon, Dominicans, in terms of the poor workmanship, especially where the plumbing is concerned in some of these apartments being distributed by the Dominica Labour Party. Take a listen to some of this.
So you can go ahead now. What's affecting you this morning?
When I woke this morning, I observed my mat wet. But when I knew that smelling water came from, so I moved the mat, I put another one. It's so, all of it is already, I put it there. But my toilet is always, it's flooded already. My toilet is up.
Yes.
And the sink too, look at what there was on the sink.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, so as you can see, look like the drain pipe itself blocked. There's nothing happening to the toilet itself, it's just a drain pipe there, so looking like it's blocked and the water keep on coming up every minute, every 2 minutes, setting up intervals of water.
So you have any issues if your and the kitchen sink?
Yeah, the plumbing have a problem, they don't flush properly either.
Okay, so you want to show the problems in your toilet?
No, that's in a mess on now,
yeah. So you have to show it to them so they can see all issues or what you want to do.
Deal with. Is it blocking?
Yeah.
The whole problem.
So they can respond to you rapidly.
Yeah man, of course. No. But you still give him a call?
Yeah, we're gonna call my boss in one.
Yes, that's.
We also heard this gentleman over the weekend as well, and the listening public also heard this.
That's
fucking us up.
What can we do now? What can we do now? I wonder if it's one line that have all that problem.
The whole ground for flood.
Yes, whole ground.
Because if rain them not there, Dapple and them not there, the rest of them people, all of them may be flooding.
Yeah, because all water go back.
Because number 12 flooding, that is me. Number 14 flooding, that is me. That is me next to me. They're flooding.
Number 4 is mine.
Number 4. So look down there flooding as well. Yes. So it's called the whole ground flood.
What are they going to do that there for us?
Whole ground flood.
How many times already on this Monday, Wednesday, those people come. And look now, this thing, you clean up myself, I cannot do nothing in it, it's in cleaner. You see, I have a cleaner there. You should have taken care of me, please. Myself, I said, I cannot do nothing in it. So you should have taken care. I think it's Wednesday or Thursday when she come and sing there, she tell me. So we'll see the same situation now.
Okay.
So it's a problem for me.
Alright, this is young.
These recordings Dominicans, I'm being told, is in the apartment at Saint-Sauveur. I'll get to Mr. Siri and Belvi Chopin in just a bit, but these Dominicans is our subject for discussion this afternoon. After these projects have been doled out to foreigners, they picked up our passports money, our passport monies, and basically gone. Such problem remains with us. Dominicans, let's take a pause for the cause. We'll be right back in just a bit. Let's do this. Let's hear from We Forward.
We Forward, Fred Master. Yes, we shipping inside, we shipping outside. Reliable shipping, we are the best, best among the rest. We Forward, Freight Master, We Forward, Freight Master. Bless your order and ship with us, our shipping you can trust. We Forward, Freight Master, We Forward, Freight Master. We Forward, Freight Master, we provide freight forwarding service. For details, visit weforwardfreightmaster.com or We Forward, Freight Master on Facebook. We Forward, Freight Master. We Forward, Freight Master.
Attention! We're a go for rocket launch.
Roger.
Engines ready.
Yay, Daddy!
Liftoff in 3, 2, 1.
Chief, breakfast is ready.
Ooh, launch postponed.
Give yourself a strong start to the day with Dutch Lady. Milk with essential nutrients, calcium, vitamins, and protein. Dutch Lady, building strong families since 1871.
Atoufi, point linette mwen asu table ba mwen. Fè vite souple, mwen pwese.
Tan let me see, Mac. Mac a wey.
Eh ben, y sam akredwi ou pa ka bien wey. Mi linette la, même côté a mwen dou la.
La yye tout le ya. Ek ma te ka wey?
Ça veut dire ou besoin aller Optifam vitement avant zye ou vin pli mauvais.
Dis-moi Mac, pis pas jodi moi ni problème épisé moi.
Eh ben c'est Optifam qui ni pli mer docteur zye en pays. À part de ça, Optifam j'a tiré en chaille l'argent à sous frame lunette et qui ni pli belle frame lunette qui en style.
Tout ça, eh ben moi kay check pressure moi avant et qu'après nay Optifam.
Non à tout fi, allez là même. Piski yo ka check pressure zye ou, examine zye ou pou licence chauffeur, check pou pisa dou, ek yo ka jik manaje maladi zye glaucoma epi katarak.
Bon, ki kote Optifam ye?
Optifam asou 23 Great Marlborough Street, 2 Queens, Anwozo. Telephone 440-8486, ebe 285-8676.
Bon Dieu, merci oui pour Optifam. Yo se limo yon pour occupation zio.
Treat yourself, your family, or a loved one to a comprehensive eye examination at Optifam Eye Center to check for 20/20 vision in the year 2020. Also inquire about our telemedicine services, filling of external eyeglasses prescriptions, and specials on eyewear.
Also open is A-Medic Urgent Care and Telemedicine Center, offering specialized and general healthcare. Call 612-1328 or come in for your appointment. You could also visit our new location at Casapura Bay Street, Portsmouth.
And ask the fans.
All right, ask the fans. We'll get back to you in just a bit. But Dominicans, yes, let's take flight as it were. It's 1:15 here. I'm also here trying to follow some other stories as well. And before I go here at 2 o'clock this afternoon, I will give you two diverse views based on the conversation we had this morning. and my response. These two views represents the number of views on my telephone at this hour, the conversation we had this morning. I'll let you have these two diverse views, the conversation before I leave here. Caller, yes?
Yes, Lofty. Good afternoon to you, Lofty. Good afternoon to your listeners. Lofty, with regards to this poor plumbing work that was done in this project, the people of Dominica should not be surprised. For the simple reason that you have a contractor, your contractors, MMC, whoever they are, they're doing this plumbing, this electrical work. But when they do it, Lofty, there is no plumbing inspector to pass behind them to certify everything. And even if there was a plumbing inspector to certify this work, and the government of the day, Roosevelt's cabinet administration, would have given it the green light, because I can speak to that. I know exactly what I'm talking about. I know of a situation in the Caribbean territory where building permits or housing division did not authorize some houses that were being built in the Caribbean territory. But politicians played a part in that, Lofty. And I'm really hoping that the people that have been affected by that poor plumbing work will take a decision, or they will come together to have a class action lawsuit against MMC and Roosevelt's Carrot-led administration, Lofty. Take care now.
All right, my brother. Take care as well. Let's take a few more calls here on Talk on the Block. Caller, yes?
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Yes. I have a concern and a question. My question is, vaccination mandatory in Dominica?
Caller, we are not on the topic of the vaccine this afternoon, so if your other question is not related to the vaccine, then I'll allow you. But if it's along that trend, we are not on the vaccine topic right about now. We dealt with that this morning, and we are done and dusted on that topic. The second question.
Okay, more like a concern, though.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend who has a friend who works at the Chances Department, where they deal with children.
Yes.
And they contract, from the information I received, their contract are being renewed every September. The information that was handed to me from that friend is, the minister is claiming that if the workers do not show a vaccine card that they are vaccinated, that their contract will not be renewed. But from what I know, vaccination has not been made mandatory. And actually, if you look at it in that sense, that the minister is actually forcing vaccination on the workers.
All right, caller, thank you very much. You are going down that vaccination hole, which, as I told you this morning, thanks for your concern, but we are not on the topic of the vaccines at this time. And yes, to answer your question, it is not yet mandatory, but the government heads, they are looking in that department. That I can confirm to you as a fact, okay? Let's stick to the issue at hand, the plumbing, the defective plumbing in these apartments as we move along. Caller, yes.
Hey, Lofty, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Lofty, why are the people complaining? Lofty, Finnish is worrying, you know. Why are they complaining? They're not paying no rent. Why are they complaining? These are the same people that voting for the government for 20 years now. Why are they complaining to you? What can you do for them? No, these are the same people, Lofty. If they call an election tomorrow, they will still vote for the government, right? Now the government have a list, Lofty, of people they give in the apartment. These are a list of voters and supporters that voted for them. They have a list. They don't give it to anybody. They have their list. So, Lofty, I don't see why you're still complaining. You know, Finish is worrying. Take what you get. Good day.
Yeah. So what do you think about that soccerway problem we have in this area there?
Oh, no. I can talk to you there, but all of my breakfast I do all at the same time. I don't know how I'm going to hold a conversation with
bad,
you.
Bad, even under the mask.
Yeah.
I under the mask, and it's bad. Take a closer view with the camera to show them.
Yeah.
You see, all now we can't move from there.
Oh, good, Penny. Move the goods from there.
Because it's like the soccerway water coming up there, and that stink. This man in the
center. So that was the good pen?
Yeah.
So yeah. There, you said no water there before?
No, nothing.
No water, nothing.
Recently
imagine all
down
there, you can turn down there. We should bring our goods down there and graze.
We can't even do that again because we're scared we sink down there because water.
So all let's soak up already?
All let's soak up. You hear it bubbling certain times in the day, you hear it blue, blue, blue,
so
blue,
blue, actually bubbling, water bubbling.
You hear it bubbling, so we don't even want to go down there anymore.
Sometimes not even flowing. You even seen that flowing.
You see the water flowing. But this is a disaster in waiting to happen.
And it stinks.
Yeah,
it smells very bad.
Even the toilet does have a problem flushing on.
Yeah, you smell it all the way in your sink. Sometimes the smell going back up in your sink.
Because the toilet, the sink, the bathroom, everything connected, the same stuff.
You can see all there, the water.
Because that is why everybody using water, all the water coming in a septic tank, in the soccer wave thing, it overflowing.
Yeah, so that is a disaster waiting to happen.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. So what about the smell going back up to the house?
No, that's the next problem I said.
That is a big problem.
Okay.
That's another discussion.
There's another discussion again.
Why?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that kill all them planting there.
But that is grass starting to die.
Yeah, so big planting tree that kill all them thing there.
Yeah, because the so-called water starting to come in there.
Starting to come in all there.
Yeah.
Just so you never know how
small it is. All there, you see all there, it's moist.
Yeah.
All
the water start to come in.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
And them children just come there and check their little animals and things.
And no children can't come there anymore.
Yeah.
Eventually, I'll have to dismount that pen there.
Boy.
Yeah, because the water going to be all over.
Yeah, you can bring the goats and be walking in that.
Yeah, you can walk in that. It's a very sad situation.
That's after. We don't get nowhere to plant veggies, nothing. We get somewhere.
But the government has promised.
That badly make.
But the government has promised 57 people land for to make garden. They had promised that.
But we all land.
Yeah.
Belvia has so much land, boy.
Yeah, but it's a sad situation.
Mm.
So do you have anything to call on the Parliament Rep or the Prime Minister to come and see it or do something? What do you think?
Well, for me personally, I tried getting contact with Parliament. For me, I don't know with my Parliament Rep.
So you tried to get in contact with the Parliament Rep to address that situation many occasions?
But on many occasions, I don't know with the Parliament Rep. Really and truly, I don't know how to get in contact with him.
Steps included, steps.
So all kind of different issues. Apart from that, there are more issues. I will have to come to deliver the other issues. So today we're just focusing on the
camera don't have a same thing to take up the center.
No. I mean, I just want to come out here because
Lord have mercy. Siri, good afternoon to you, my brother. Dominicans, you know what I'm laughing there. One of the gentlemen being interviewed. The scent is so bad, coming from that soccerway line in the Bellevue Shopee area under the apartments. The young guy is asking Mr. Siri just whether his camera has some kind of sensor to pick up the scent, the stench as it were, so that the viewing public can have a taste or a smell of that scent as well. Caller, good afternoon.
You know, Lofty, good
yes,
afternoon.
Sir.
That is one area that the technology really didn't want to go to. Because if, let's say, you're watching a movie and you could take the smell of what they're showing you,
mm-hmm.
I think the audience would be pretty disgusted. So there was no impetus to develop that technology. I'm sure about that. But, you know, Lofty, what I wanted to talk about was corruption has no mediocre position. When corruption comes, it comes along with greed. So what you're seeing there in this government housing, you will see problems with the structure. You will see problems with the design, very design. The soak away, the septic tank, they will be too small. Because the idea of all this plan is to extract a lot, as much money from the public purse as possible. So these problems that you see surfacing there are only to be expected. They're natural. Buildings may even collapse because they want to suck as much as you can, and that is how dangerous corruption gets. It affects the very safety and health of the occupants of those structures. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, caller. Well, this brings to the surface a number of other related issues as well, huh? But let's go take a couple more calls here as we move along. Caller, good afternoon.
Yes, Loftus, I'm asking a question. Afternoon. What planning had to say about the design and the approval of this kind of buildings, apartments? Was planning ever involved? Division of housing was ever involved in that?
Well, Blue, let me tell you what I can confirm to you from the horse's mouth, as it were. We have 10, well, not apartments, 10 homes, 10 different homes at Corcoran. And when these buildings were being erected, I had the opportunity, based on my vantage point from my home there, see these buildings from foundation to roof in terms of the inspection. I have never, ever saw anybody from planning came on site to basically have anything to do with the completion of those buildings. I took it upon myself to do my investigation and ask a couple of questions. And the response that I got from the planning department is that, Mr. Dura, thanks for the query, thanks for the concern, but we at the planning department have absolutely nothing to do with these buildings going up. A matter of fact, we don't even have plans at our office to even start somewhere to say anything. So that blue boy can confirm to you in terms of a position of fact, and I am specifically referring to the homes at Corcoran on the edge of the playing field. As to what is happening in the others, I don't know. But if that serves as, you know, a clue as to what went on and going on in the buildings of these homes, then we have something that we can go by.
I will believe you, because in the apartments in Emzal, the apartments in Bath Estate, I think the same thing. The Chinese came, they laid down their blueprint, and they did everything they think they could do. Not one person from planning understood, came there to look at it, even at the end, from the starting to the ending, nothing like that happened. If the planning had come in there, they maybe would tell them, in Emzal especially, how to go about putting the toilet, how to run the water outlets for the toilet, because after they build the apartments in Emzal, that is when they started thinking about how they're going to make the waste run from that apartment. That is when they build that thing from Emzal to come across in Bath Estate by the RBC side, across the river, and then the river took down that thing. And now every so often that the Dawasco have to come up to Emzal to pump out shit from that little place in Emzal close to the lady home there. So no planning, so that is what happening. And it got happening all over the place, where the apartments are being built by the Chinese from what they're calling them, from Anthony Hayden. I'm scared. All of them that doing their dirty work and making the people feel that I have all you, I give all your apartments. So when you talk about class action lawsuit, they cannot do that. You get that thing for free to stay until your next election. You're going to make class action lawsuit, you matter what. Bye-bye.
Let's take a few more calls coming in here. Caller, good afternoon.
Yes, Lofty, good afternoon, my brother.
Good afternoon.
Lofty, what we see happening there, Lofty, is that the Procurement Act has been thrown out of the window, and all that we see in there is the consequences of lawlessness, people not adhering to the rule of law. So there's no accountability, no transparency. So builders can come and erect, constructors can come and erect building, and there's no type of supervision to guarantee that the buildings are properly constructed. I sit on the Marigot Village Council, Lofty, and it is a settled practice that every building which has been approved for construction in the village, we get a copy of that approval letter from the physical planning department. Lofty, recently, they built 8 inferior houses or so in the Melvin Hall area, Lofty. And up till now, the village council has received no documentation from physical planning department with respect to the structural integrity of these buildings, Lofty. So it is something that is happening all over the country. It is settled practice by Roosevelt Skerritt. It is no law, no constitution. Don't regard the procurement policy, which would take into consideration all of these things. That we'd have competition, we'd have tenders, we'd have people bidding and putting out their construction plans in details and so on. None of that is happening right now, thanks to Roosevelt Skerritt. Lofty, that is why we must allow the people to suffer and feel what they were feeling, because you have been speaking about that. Many others, Severin McKenzie, Afima Telenok, Isaac Baptiste, and the list goes on. And we have been speaking, and the words have been falling on deaf ears, especially to those occupants of these apartments, buildings, Lofty. Check. Many of them are innocent, many of them are helpless, many of them are in need. But Lofty, the saying goes, who cannot hear will feel Lofty. And the people who are living in those apartments, especially the supporters of Roosevelt Square who have been handed those things, Lofty, they will suffer the consequences sooner or later, Lofty. It's just a matter of time, so we just have to let things run their course, Lofty,
right,
so
you.
That they can learn the hard way. Thanks a lot for the opportunity, my brother.
Thank you indeed. Guess what's the time, Dominicans? It's 1:31. Let's take a break, pay some bills. We'll be right back in just a bit. Let's do this.
At Ask the Fans Auto Center, we've got everything you need for your vehicles.
Wheel alignment on your balancing. Check us out for general servicing. Diagnosis for electrical, mechanical, air condition system.
Maintenance, brake transmission and power steering flush. Spare parts.
Vehicle accessories, automotive batteries, vehicle sales.
Distributors for Mitsubishi models.
Ask the Fans Auto Center. Ask the Fans Auto Center. Ask the Fans Auto Center.
Visit Ask the Fans Auto Center in Canefield today.
Ask the Fans Auto Center.
Ask the Fans
Auto Center. Ask the Fans.
Life is better with a Digicel Prime plan. Turn on your data to stay connected and entertained on the go. Don't stress about Wi-Fi access. Just enjoy more movies on Playgo, more sports on Sportsmax, more radio on Go Loud, and more music on D-Music. No surprise charges, only entertainment. Get a one-day Prime Starter data plan for only $3 in the My Digicel app. Digicel, better together.
This is Asa Banton, your Trapiton Water Ambassador, with your hurricane tip for today. Develop an evacuation plan. Plan where you will go and how are you going to get there. Leave immediately if ordered to be evacuated. Be prepared and remember to stock up on Trapiton Water.
Dominica, yes, we are back here on the talk on the block. Let's take a few more calls coming in here. Caller, overseas line.
Good afternoon, Lofty. How are you doing, my brother?
Good afternoon, sir.
Well, I tell you something, I'm inclined not to call the radio because you hear people call and complain and cry of the situation on the island. But I had to call, my brother, because if I don't call, I think part of the conversation is missing. I had to call to say my piece as a son of the soil, my brother. The country getting robbed left and right, to the back, to the front, to the up, to the down. And the people sit and take it on a daily basis. I hear you play them brothers this morning on the street. And sometimes when people call from foreign, the people at home say, why don't they come down? But them brothers on the street, I should be hearing more of them on the street. But let me deal with the point that you are dealing with now. The lack of good construction. You remember the Chinese man, this, my people, man? He said, we ain't ready yet. We don't know how to build. We ain't fast enough with this, with that. He totally disrespects us in our own country. He go along with that and the government of the island. Doctors, let me tell you something. Them Chinese, and the one from Montreal, and the government, they all are of the same ilk. They are all corrupt. They are all just milking Dominica for every piece. And when we done it like chicken bones, my brother, it's like dry bones when they done with us. There will be nothing left to build a country. And when a new government comes, they're going to blame in the new government not doing anything because all the funds would have been stolen or squandered because you're not getting value for money. Lofty, in China, when the builders do what you all are talking about right now, there are many contractors in China and politicians who have gone to jail. The Chinese don't support it in their country because a lot of them are corrupt And then we're dealing with the Montreal management, the one who lives in Montreal with our passport money. So everybody just sticking it to us left and right. My brother and we stand there and a few people want to get up and stand up and a few don't want to help. This thing is like so totally out of hand. Bribery to the highest degree, my brother. That's why I had to call. I just have to say my piece because I can't keep quiet.
All right, thank you. Thank
and I got to say
much.
Something. Thank you, man.
Thank you. I read a note somewhere, read the conversation we're having at this hour. That made a lot of sense. And that person's input is, well, lack of proper planning and environmental health oversight. But if the bathroom and the kitchen wastewater is allowed to enter the soakaway, the detergent will kill the bacteria. And the soakaway and the septic will be ineffective, hence the stench. The pounding of water may be because the soil is not draining naturally. Maybe it was laid on clay soil, which is not very porous. He is right. Once the soils get saturated, it will begin to move down slope and can prove disastrous. This area is already known for unstable slopes and soils. The recommended action is to have a hydrologist and engineering look at the area in an effort to drain it immediately and for the environmental health to take corrective actions to remedy the pollutions that is emanating the raw septic water. That is, that may bring about new challenges in addition to the challenges that we already have faced in this COVID-19 situation. Some of the other challenges are cholera, dengue, hepatitis, etc. That person is writing. Person end by saying, I wish them very good luck. Other comments here coming in said, this one says, so planning department does not operate under the law, but they do under the politicians. This person is saying, ha ha ha, good afternoon, Lofty. Trust the Petit Savan people with their humor. Since I am from Petit Savan, I know the people and how they bring laughter to a serious situation. Another message coming in reads, when I contacted planning about an issue at a quarry, I was told that they could do nothing since the offenders have gone over planning heads. Final message here before I go back to your calls. This one reads, why the caller couldn't stop the building of the houses in Melville Hall? That's part of Marigot. Let's go back here 20 minutes to 2 o'clock to facilitate some more of your calls. Caller, yes.
Good afternoon, Loftus Duran.
Good afternoon, sir.
Isaac Baptiste here. Loftus Duran, this issue that are now surfacing in these houses were highlighted way back in 2014. I contested elections then, and I saw the disaster that was taking place on the east coast of the island, Castle Bruce, La Plaine, Grand Fond, with rushed apartment buildings, inappropriate housing, not suitable for rural areas and our lifestyle in the rural areas. But most importantly, violating every aspect of proper land use planning and supervision and the Procurement Act, as some people mentioned. What you read there, of course, this is how it should have been done, but you're working backwards. You can't work backwards. Some people are calling and saying, let the occupants take it because they voted Labour. Many of the people inside these apartments were persons who, in the 2014 elections, voted United Workers' Party. They used these houses to bribe the people, to tell them, I'm giving you a house to vote for the London Nickel Labour Party. Because I have said to them, do not believe that this house is going to be, unless you have a paper in your hand, don't believe that's going to be yours. Because they're going to hold it over your head as long as they want your vote. But the people that have to be blamed are the technocrats and the heads of departments in the key areas of the public sector. Your physical planning department, your environmental health department, the Ministry of Housing and, to some extent, the Public Works Department, the engineering section of this Ministry of Communications and Works. They have an obligation to ensure that the laws are observed, whether it is government or private sector. A person is trying to put a one-bedroom house under their house that's already on pillars. The planning department harasses them to get plans approved. The banks insist that these plans have to be approved. Yet we see these massive projects taking place all over the island without no planning approvals, no consideration to the environmental health issue that has to be addressed. And you can't blame the occupants. You have a lawless government. Their political objectives, they give priority over the public interest. The only reason why the legislature allows persons or the planning authority or the state to tell you what you can do on private property that is protected under the Constitution is to protect public health, public safety, and public welfare. Public health, like the issues that they are now facing, that if you're going to develop property, you have to make sure that your waste disposal system does not become a problem for the general public in time or the occupants. Public safety, in terms of structural integrity of the building, does not collapse, etc. And public welfare, meaning that you do not use all your best land for that should be going into agriculture. You're going to use it for something else, compromising your economic development of the country. This is what planning is about. But these people there, I wish I could call them rogues, that are in the system, ignoring all the laws, ignoring all the regulations, and the people who know better, heading this planning department, and not just planning alone, environmental health, some of them are put there as political appointees, will keep their mouth shut. I could have never been in planning department. And what is happening there? Either I resign or they stop it. And this is what has to happen. The people in positions in the public sector, seeing these things happening, taking place wrong, they have to stand up and take a position. So imagine that this simple houses that you are putting up and are creating, developing to be such a disaster, can you imagine that this same government undertaking an airport project in a community, international airport project with no plans, nothing public? You can even imagine the disaster. They build coffee plants in a disaster. They build Moroccan hotel is a disaster. They build a little 2 mile of road between Peter Sufria and Rosalie. It's a disaster. And it's on and on and on. On and on and on. And these incompetent tools, these tech calabashes, they are the ones that are there trying to dictate and tell people how this country is run. And they are creating the disaster. The political directory is the problem in this country. And to a large extent, those in the public sector who are supporting and not standing up to say, no, enough is enough. This is what they learn. This is how we plan. And until that happens, we will be where we are. Do not blame those who are taking those houses. Blame those who administer the regulations and the legislation. These are the people that we have to blame. Bye.
Thank you, Mr. Baptiste, for your comments here. A professional in that area. So should I sum up based on Mr. Baptiste's utterances here? Disaster here, disaster over there. Would I be correct in saying that the Dominica Labour Party is a very disastrous party as well? I'm just asking a question here. But just to put a little more meat on the discussion as well, we're having here a poor workmanship. Folks, I'm being told as well that yes, our state house, when it was newly constructed and the current president moved in, I'm being told as well from very reliable sources from within, and that was back in the days, it's now corrected by guess who? Local Dominicans. I was told during that time, Mr. Dira, the place has a stench, and that the contractors didn't put the necessary waste, yes, the waste so that the water would be trapped in the waste. Traps, the waste traps, so that the scent doesn't get back into either your sink or your bathroom, wherever it is. And the contractors at the time did not put the traps, as it were, and so as a result, our state palace then was very, very stenchy. And they had to turn to local contractors here to rectify that problem. And I can report now, Mr. Charles Savre and his company is sleeping more at ease now. Yes, caller?
But all now, so after I passed there a couple of weeks ago when I came from Dawasco, I saw it looked like some local people working on the rooftop. Because the kind of material that on top, it look like all it's scared. It look like they may be really leaking and making mildew. Because I saw some people on top there doing some repairs. And on another note, I once heard, what's his name, fellow from Pity Tavern, said that Chris Timmins had spoke about that lake they have in the bottom part of the apartment complex. Chris Timmins was complaining about that. The same Chris Timmins, Sir Skerritt and Anton Hayden, was complaining about that because maybe they were part and parcel of the building of them houses in Bellevue, Chopin.
Yes, so, I heard that as well, yes.
Yes, so Chris Timmins should put have spoken to Skerritt about that. Maybe all that thing had give him the heart attack and kill him. Bye-bye.
Let's take a few more calls here. Let's do this other local line before we take the overseas line. Caller, yes.
Lofty, poor workmanship. It's the same thing that the Chinese did to us, you know, Lofty. They made slippers with our flag on it, and we bought those slippers and wore them, and we were walking on our flag, you know. That's symbolic, but it's real. E.H. Charles, Mr. E.H. Charles, I see some work going on there at the China Friendship, Dominica China Friendship Hospital. E.H. Charles would never accept that level of plastering. It is bad, it is wavy, it is disgusting. And I know Mr. E.H. Charles would just, he would just fire those guys.
He would scrap it. He would scrap that work.
Right away. Look at it from the Federation Drive side. And you can look at it, and you know where I live, from that side. It is just bad plastering. I can't understand how that can be accepted. And you know, what bugs me is that the ambassador said that Dominican workers were not trained. Not trained to work with Chinese workers as though Chinese workers are something that came down from heaven. Crappy work. Thank you.
Mr. Egbert Charles, good afternoon to you, sir. And all our top-line contractors in Dominica. A contractor told me back in the days, Mr. Lofty, I did some work for Mr. Charles, and when Mr. Charles came on site and scrutinized that work of mine, Mr. Charles said, no, young man, you gotta scrap that, huh? And he had to scrap it, start from scratch, and guess what? That was on his pocket. That is the kind of work we are accustomed to in Dominica. Nothing shady, nothing poor. Caller, yes.
Yeah, Lofty.
Yes.
A caller said that they should file a lawsuit against the government. Lofty, they cannot file no lawsuit. They don't have no papers. It's not like you build in your own house, Lofty, and you give a contractor to build out, and he do bad work. Then you can sue him. But they cannot do nothing. It's free. They have to take what they get and shut up. Okay, sir.
Dominicans, it's 10 minutes to the hour. Let's take our final pause here for the cause. We'll be back in just a bit. Yes.
Are you looking into buying or building that new home? Unlock the possibilities of home ownership with the Marigot Cooperative Credit Union's First Stride Mortgage Package and enjoy a low low, a striking low interest rate of 5.8%. Have no more worries of wondering if you can afford it. With Maggot Cooperative Credit Union, your mortgage needs, you can achieve it. Don't hesitate to take the first strike towards home ownership. Visit any of our branches for more information and apply today.
What does a coffee lover like me desire? Everything a cup of Café Brasil delivers. I need a coffee that's smooth. I need a coffee that's rich. I need a coffee bursting with flavor. You see, coffee isn't just a drink, it's an experience. At least when it's Café Brasil.
Indulge in the distinctive flavors of perfectly blended Robusta and Arabica coffee beans. Café Brasil, taste the smooth, rich difference. Try our new Café Brasil Gold Coffee today.
Kingdom Connection on Q95, the big station, every Monday 6 to 8 p.m. Enlightened and spiritually sound minds bringing light and encouraging community in challenging and spiritually dark times. Kingdom Connection talking points pursue community education and spiritual enlightenment, biblical principles in leadership, management, and direction of society. Kingdom Connection. Call us at 767-449-3095, 3096, 3097, or 767-616-4257 or 305-432-9624. Stay connected to Kingdom Connection. Looking to help reduce incidents of crime and violence, improve social interaction in family and community, and to help enhance economic fortunes guided by biblical principles. Kingdom Connection. Tune in every Monday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Only on Q95, the big station. Blessings for all in the Q family. Right on Q. No one takes the time, no time
to build. In the Spotlight on Q95 FM Radio, every Monday night from 8 p.m. In the Spotlight, featuring people from all walks of Dominican life, spotlighting their triumphs and tragedies, dreams, hopes, and aspirations, untold stories, touching the human and personal side of all people in politics, religion, sports, business, music, culture, the media, and more. Getting to know our farmers, public servants, youth, the ordinary Dominican. Listen to their stories. No limitations, no restrictions, no holds barred. In the Spotlight, we'll also spotlight interesting topics, issues, and relevant situations. Don't miss In the Spotlight on Q95 FM Radio every Monday night from 8 p.m.
Dominicans, we are also following some other stories here. Most likely we'll get some time tomorrow. We're also hearing about a possible COVID-19 situation. At Mon Bruce, at our police training facility as well. Trying to dig much deeper to ascertain the facts there, and maybe tomorrow I'll tell you what I've been picking up from there thus far. But again, there may be a possible outbreak at this time. And the authorities, they're trying their very, very best to keep it on the wraps. Do some digging. Tomorrow as well, we're going to switch gears as well to Dr. Dale Dangleben as well. Kudos to him as well. Because we're hearing about he opening an art gallery in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. The host of this program here, Matthew Espelty Jr., picked up on that art gallery, and let me just give you a sneak peek as to what we'll be discussing tomorrow in terms of congratulatory messages.
We have Dr. Thompson Fontain. We are here, I will say, at the first ever art gallery. And one of the owners, Dr. Dale Dangleman, well-known Dr. Dale Dangleman. Dr. Thompson Fontain, what do you make of what you see? I see a lot of excitement in the place.
Yeah, absolutely, Matt. This is certainly a great moment, not only for the city of Harrisburg, but also for Dominica. The fact that a Dominican, a man of the soil out of Dominica, could come here and put this. This is the first of its kind gallery in this part of Philadelphia.
All right, that we'll be touching on tomorrow as we continue to congratulate Dr. Dangleman for doing very good work out there, putting Dominica on the map, as it were. So tomorrow for that discussion as well. But just before I go, Dominicans, let me read two messages to you, read a conversation we had this morning. Two diverse views, two diverse opinions, as it relates to my response this morning as to the COVID-19 situation. Let me see if I can pull up this message here. Yes, let me just try and pull up this one here. Okay, yes. All right, this message, it reads here, Lofty, I've always been honest with you. You have a responsibility in your position. You are losing many followers, including me. I understand the scary issues about Dominica, but it seems many of your callers are conflating all the issues into one. One has nothing to do with the other. It is sad. That person continues. Many of you will travel, and as such, at some point in time, you will have to take the vaccine unless you plan never ever to travel anymore. We need to elevate the discussions. Vaccines are not bad. I am sitting in a particular area, that person is saying, with other people, and I am comforted in the fact that they are vaccinated and I am as well. Dominica is a hell hole for sure, created by Monster Scarlet. But in order for us to stay alive and move on, the vaccines are the way to go. Without vaccines, we would be looking at least 5,000 deaths plus every day. So that is one person's view there this morning. And another view, this person wrote as well, Lofty, kudos to you. It's people like you with the firmness of character in spite of all the odds that needs to be in leadership position. You have proven based on your response that you are stable-headed, you are stable in your thoughts and will not be pressured into making any harsh decisions on emotions or unlimited information, re the COVID-19 vaccines. That person end by saying, I am in the medical field and I'm practicing in Dominica. I told it was two diverse views. These are the two statements that really stood out. The others are in support of one and in support of the other. But these two, to me, I just said, let me just read it to you so that you can have an idea of the battle that is going on in the back on my telephone at times. Dominicans, that is it for me. I got to go. Thank you for your views. Thank you for your comments. Thank you for your eyes and ears. We'll try to do that from 7:45 tomorrow, right here on Q95. Got to agree to disagree sometimes and move on. I love you all out there. Let's try to be very, very safe, okay? We are all Dominicans. striving for the very best for our country indeed. Thank you, Dominicans. One love. Bye-bye.